You're listening to KCPW, and it is time now for our Better Utah legislative update. On Tuesday and Thursday mornings, Chase Thomas from Alliance for Better Utah joins us for a check-in on what's happening at the Utah State Legislature. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Okay, some news that happened yesterday related to the legislature, but not at the legislature. A judge stayed a lawsuit having to do with the so-called No Promo Homo Law. And this is a law that's on Utah's books that has prevented the advocacy of homosexuality in Utah schools. The lawsuit was put on hold because the legislature is actually addressing this right now. What is the legislature doing?
Yeah, so Senator Adams came forward with a bill that would strike out that language that teachers aren't allowed to advocate for homosexuality. Instead, he was going to replace it with language that would say they can't advocate for premarital or extramarital sex. This is in line with the abstinence-only education they're already teaching.
Right.
So this would pretty much just do away with that lawsuit entirely. That's the legislature's hope. Equality Utah, who brought the lawsuit, said there's still a couple provisions that they're looking at that might keep the lawsuit alive. Mm-hmm. But this would take out the main chunk of that lawsuit.
Okay, and the idea being, you couldn't advocate for homosexuality. Now you can't advocate for premarital or extramarital sex. Advocacy in this, I mean, the language to me is kind of vague, and maybe it is to you as well. It's a sort of interesting term, because would a teacher otherwise be advocating necessarily any of those things?
Yeah, it's extremely vague, and that's why the lawsuit was brought, because teachers had no idea how to approach this ban on advocacy of homosexuality. In one instance, there was a school that had to go and take down posters for safe spaces for LGBT students because they felt that that was advocating homosexuality, even though they were just trying to create a space inside the school where these students could feel safe and discuss things that were happening to them.
Okay, well, as I said, that lawsuit now put on hold while the legislature grapples with this. Is this bill now sort of sailing through, or what's happening to it?
It passed through the Senate committee. It would pass through unanimously. All the interest groups that came up and spoke in support of it, like the Utah Eagle Forum, the Sutherland Institute, other groups, they all spoke in support of it as well. So it seems like it's going to have an easy time going through the Senate. We'll see what happens in the House.
Okay. Well, Chase, something else that you've been following are two measures related to concealed carry of guns. Just tell us about these two measures.
Gun legislation is always very popular up on the Hill. There's two measures going forward right now that would tinker with concealed carry laws. The first one is from Representative Lisenby that would lower the age of concealed carry permits to 18. This is being promoted as a bill that would help with sexual assault, being able to allow 18 to 20-year-old women to carry guns concealed so that they can protect themselves when they're being sexually assaulted or raped. Particularly, this would allow them to carry guns up on college campuses. Pretty controversial up on the Hill. However, it did pass through the House yesterday, and so it's now headed to the Senate.
Okay, so lowering the age at which you can get a concealed permit, essentially to give a green light to people the age of 18 to 21 to carry concealed weapons.
With a permit.
Was there much objection to this bill?
There was a lot of objection talking about how this would be increasing the number of guns, especially up on college campuses. Another objection came from Representative Karen Kwan, who is actually a professor on a college campus, talking about how students there, their brains are still developing, especially in this age range, and that it might not be the best idea to allow them to have guns.
Okay. And then the second measure related to guns, the concealed carry of guns. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this would pretty much do away with concealed carry permits for anyone over the age of 21.
Proponents of this measure refer to it as the Constitutional Carry Amendment.
Yeah, they call it that because of the Second Amendment, that they should be opening up gun laws. We prefer to call it permitless concealed carry. This is something that's been trying to be pushed through the legislature for the past few years. Last year, Representative Perry, who's also sponsoring this bill, tried passing through one, and Governor Herbert actually vetoed it. He's threatened to veto any similar legislation this year, and so Representative Perry combined it with some domestic violence restrictions that would prohibit a person who has been convicted of domestic violence from possessing, owning, using a gun, or other type of weapons.
Okay. Do we know if that would make it more palatable to the governor?
We have no idea. He hasn't commented on it yet.
Okay. And how's this bill doing?
It just passed out of committee. It was killed during its first committee hearing, but then Representative Becky Edwards switched her vote yesterday, and it passed through.
Okay. Finally, Chase, and we'll have to keep it kind of short here, but there was a measure related to ranked choice voting or instant runoff voting. Tell us about this. This is to change the way that Utah elections happen.
So this would have helped a lot of people in the past presidential election who didn't actually want to vote for someone. They wanted to vote against someone. Right. Ranked choice voting would allow people to rank their votes. So if you thought that...
If I thought that candidate A was my favorite choice, I would put a 1. I would say that's my first choice. One for candidate
A.
And
then you'd put 2 for candidate C, 3 for candidate B. If none of those people got 50% of the vote, candidate C, who got the least amount of votes, would be eliminated, and all the votes there would go to their second choice vote. And so candidate B and candidate A would get all the ones that were second choice. And that would continue on and on until somebody got 50% of the vote. It allows for there to be consensus majority votes, and people can actually feel good about who's been elected.
Okay. Instant runoff. It's an interesting concept. How is it doing?
Just passed out of committee yesterday. People felt that this would allow for more positive campaigns because candidates would have to go out and try and get the most votes they can, which seems like a good thing.
Would this just affect the presidential vote, or would it happen at, across the board?
Right now, it would affect almost all elections. It seems like there's going to be a substitute coming up soon to where it would only affect primary elections. So we'll see exactly how this comes out.
Okay, well, something else to follow as it makes its way through. Chase Thomas is Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. Thanks once again for being here.
Thank you.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update on KCPW.